Cornelia. Play action and boom! He's buried. It was Antoine Winfield. Intercepted by E.J. Henderson.
And it's Jared Allen.
And it's intercepted by Chad Greenway.
And there he goes. Percy Harvin is gone.
It's Vikings Tonight on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Your weekly connection to Minnesota Vikings football. Vikings Tonight is brought to you by U.S. Bank, Verizon, and Mall of America.
Touchdown Vikings!
Now, here's your host of Vikings Tonight, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen.
Good evening, Vikings Radio Network and flagship FM 100.3 The Fan. Indeed, this is Vikings Tonight, all across the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network with Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. I'm the Minnesota Vikings play-by-play voice, Paul Allen, and we're both extremely excited that organized team activities are 3 days underway. Now they're going to chill, take the weekend off a little bit, do it again next week. We are reshaping what hopefully is a dream-type season off 3-13. Mike Wobshaw being employed by the Vikings, doing a lot of great Wobcasting along with video work and editorial content at Vikings.com. He's at all the organized team activities, so he sees a lot of things that we only read about or hear about from secondhand nature. What are some things that have jumped out at you with organized team activities before we play these interviews?
Yeah, I think one thing, Paul, is Antoine Winfield, a guy that played 5 games last season. Our best defensive back for a long time has been Antoine Winfield, and we missed him last season only playing 5 games. So to see him back on the field, he has some bounce in his step around the facility. He's in a good mood. He looks explosive during practice, and he's a guy who really stood out to me through the first few OTAs. Really good to see that. The offense naturally faces some disadvantages this early in the offseason program.
Yeah.
And you saw that on Tuesday. Wednesday was a marked improvement for Christian Ponder on the offense. And that is something you like to see because they go into the building after a practice and watch film. You got to come back the next day and be better. That's what you expect out of your team after one day of OTAs. That's what happened with Ponder and company. So that was really good to see. And then you see some under the radar guys with whom you're not familiar that stand out and play well. I look at a guy like Brian Walters, who Vikings fans aren't very familiar with. He comes from San Diego, 6 foot, 190 pound, diminutive receiver, but good route runner, good hands. He looked really good through the first 2 days. Jerome Simpson, free agent wide receiver the Vikings got right before the draft.
Yep.
He's kind of flashed a little bit. So it's a big time for optimism for a team, even if you're coming off a 3-13, because everyone's in the same spot. You're 0-0. We didn't have these OTAs last year, Paul, so this is a really fun time of year.
Our beloved Wobby from Vikings.com, reference number 26, Antoine Winfield, one of the better cornerbacks in the National Football League, even at this stage of his career, and still absolutely one of the 5 best overall cornerbacks in the NFL. And that counts stopping the run and diagnosing plays. You can't put Antoine on the outside and make Darrell Revis blush at this stage of his career. But there are a lot of other facets to the National Football League that Antoine handles with poise. Chris Hockey, one of the producers for the Vikings Radio Network, had a chance to catch up with Antoine Winfield following one of the organized team activities. And he asked number 26, are you enjoying OTAs?
It's fun. You know, we've all been away from football for a couple months now. And, you know, going into my 14th season, still need to work on the technique. So it's good to get out here and get your feet wet.
When you've played football for as long as you have, does this kind of thing do you good? I mean, obviously getting into shape, but actually getting back into the skills?
Oh, you have to. Playing the cornerback position, you can never be comfortable with your game, you know, because the game evolved. I remember when I first came in, everybody was running the ball. Now it's a passing league, so the ball's in the air so much. So you have to continue to try to get better each day.
How's your health? How are you feeling?
I'm good. Collarbone all healed up, neck all healed up. Just excited to be here.
Chris Cook coming back. Saw him make some good plays today. As a veteran leader on this team, how have you spoken to him about how to react to the fans and the reaction to him coming back to the team?
Just do the little things right. You know, be at the meetings on time, show up every day ready to work, compete when you're on the field, and everything else will take care of itself.
I've heard multiple people ask you this question while we've been out here in this short amount of time, but what do you expect from this defense this year?
Our goal is to be number one. We'll take top five, but just need to make more plays, not give up the big plays in the secondary and create some more turnovers.
And this young receiving corp, you have some new kids coming in. Have you seen anything good out of them in these first couple of days?
Not much. You know, I'm only getting maybe two or three reps, but they look hungry. Our guys are competing. I can answer that a lot better during training camp.
14 years. Could you ever dream to last this long?
Not at all. When I first came in, my goal was 10, but I made my first Pro Bowl at 10, so I had to keep going.
Congratulations. Have a great year.
Thank you.
Before Antoine was hurt, and he played five games, he was leading the team in tackles for loss.
The Vikings missed him last season. There's no doubt about it. Finished 26th in passing, and we all know the stats. We lived through it last season, and we've thought about it this offseason and trying to address it. There's no question that Antoine coming back, especially in the mindset that he's in, and you can tell from that sound clip that we just played, and I can tell by watching him through the first few OTAs, his mindset, the way he's framed this season, he's going to be an improvement alone in the secondary that's going to help us. On top of that, we have a little bit of turnover right now in terms of the 90-man roster and how many defensive backs we have, and we have a couple draft picks, and having a guy like Antoine Winfield in the meeting room is going to help the Harrison Smiths.
Yep.
It's going to help the Robert Blantons and the Josh Robinsons and all the other guys, the Bobby Felders and some of the guys, the names that we don't know yet. Having Antoine in there is a huge help in the meeting rooms and on the field.
And by the way, one guy who will not be in the mix next year is third-year cornerback Asher Allen, the third-year guy from Georgia, third-round pick, unexpectedly retired. Yesterday, people probably read about it or heard about it through the Vikings radio network. On behalf of Mike Wobshaw and yours truly, Paul Allen, Asher Allen, a very likable guy. We wish him nothing but the best in his future endeavors, and may he find happy trails outside of the National Football League. Antoine Winfield is a very important facet to the improvement of Minnesota Vikings football from 3-13 last year. Who knows what will happen next year? Antoine's a big key to that. As is second-year quarterback Christian Ponder. Wobby referenced no organized team activities, no mandatory minicamp, and a truncated training camp. It was not a true offseason for a rookie quarterback who would have had to back up Donovan McNabb anyway. Well, this year, Christian Ponder gets the opportunity to head into all of these camps knowing he is the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. Chris Hockey from the Vikings Radio Network asked Christian, are you happy to be back?
I feel good. I feel very excited. It's always great to be out on the field and be able to practice, and we're enjoying it and getting better every day. I mean, the progress from day one to day two was tremendous already, and I'm going to be excited to see once we're done with all these 10 practices.
How are you getting along with Matt Khalil?
Very good. Very good. He's a great guy. I love being around him. We've been to dinner. We've been hanging out, and I haven't stopped smiling since we drafted him that Thursday night. So.
You got the right guy there, huh?
Definitely. He was a great choice in my book, for sure.
Now, your receivers, you got a whole bunch of new faces in the huddle as well. Anybody in particular standing out to you right now?
Jerome. I mean, Jerome Simpson's come in, and I knew he was very talented, but to be able to get out and throw with him before OTA started, but now see him in practice, he looks unbelievable. He's very athletic and fast, and Stevie B, Stephen Burton, he's out here and doing really well. I think he's improved a lot since last year. And we've got some young guys that have come out and kind of impressed. So, I'm excited. The more weapons around me, the happier I am, for sure.
You talk about those guys improving a lot from last year. Have you improved a lot from last year?
I have. Started off a little slow in the first OTA, but it was a good starting point. I think I improved a lot from yesterday to today, and it's just going to keep getting better. I just feel a lot more comfortable in the position I am right now and a lot more comfortable in this offense, and I think I'll definitely show next year.
Speak to the Minnesota Vikings fans out there. 3-13 last year, but a new stadium. They voted for you guys. What do you have to say to the fans?
Well, I think we have the best fans in the nation. I think we're so excited that they've stuck behind us. They've showed so much support, and 3-13 is something we definitely weren't proud of, but they were still showing up in the stands in that last game against Chicago, and I think we're very excited as players that we got a new stadium, but I know the fans are very excited. And we went to the Capitol when the whole deal was going on, and for us to see so many fans there at the rally was so exciting. And we're just happy for them and happy for us. I'm excited to stay in Minnesota for a little longer.
Got some time coming up where you're going to have actual time off. What are you going to do with yourself? Stay in Minnesota, going somewhere?
No, I've been here pretty much full time.
Yeah.
So, playing a little golf, do a little fishing, just hanging out here. So,
Good luck this year, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it, of course.
Quickly before we go to break, Christian Ponder, best of luck to you. Got beaten up last year, held the ball a little too long, had some footwork issues, typical rookie things. He had no offseason to get ready, got thrown to the proverbial wolves, stuck a touchdown on Charles Woodson with Michael Jenkins against the Packers in his first game. Looked good.
Yep.
Looked conservative, yet good at Atlanta. I thought he had some really good moments against Denver, really good moments against Oakland, but he threw some bad picks at the end of the game. Christian had some really good moments earlier before he started getting knocked around. The number one thing I feel Christian Ponder needs to improve, completion percentage.
Agreed.
He's a 60-some-odd percent guy at Florida State. He does not have the big Aaron Rodgers arm. So therefore, he was 50% last year, completely unacceptable.
There's no question in my mind that Christian Ponder is going to be able to bounce back from that. And his resiliency to me was illustrated in OTAs earlier this week. I saw him throw a deep pass to Devin Aromashadu down the right sideline. Chris Cook comes over, makes a phenomenal play on the ball and intercepts it.
Yeah.
Christian doesn't put his head down and mope. He comes back the next play in 7-on-7 and rifles a pass into Steven Burton in the middle of the field among three defenders and then closes the drill with two strikes, another one to Burton out in the flat and then one right across the middle on a deep cross to Jerome Simpson. And it's just like a sigh of relief that this is what we want to see from him. Yep, he made the mistake and threw the interception. He's a young kid. He's gonna make more mistakes. But he was able to bounce back, and that's what the coaches want to see out of a young quarterback. A guy who, okay, he made a mistake, but he learned from it and he was able to bounce back. Another thing on Christian, coming out of college, you and I both talked about this. His football acumen, his intelligence on the field. He, more than most players, is going to love the offseason program, which he didn't have last year. He has it this year. That's going to propel him to improvement.
Christian has a new receiver. He's going to miss the first three games due to suspension. He's a 4-3 guy from the Cincinnati Bengals by way of Coastal Carolina. Hear from Jerome Simpson and also fourth overall pick from USC, Matt Khalil, when Vikings Tonight continues on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. It's Vikings Tonight on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network with Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. I'm Paul Allen. We are here weekly in this time slot giving you an off-season update on your favorite football team, the Minnesota Vikings, a team that was set to select third overall in the draft, but into the draft, General Manager Rick Spielman made a swap. We went from 3 to 4. Cleveland jumped up to get Trent Richardson. We got a bunch of back draft picks, and out of it, we got a starting left tackle from the University of Southern California. His name, Matt Khalil. Chris Hawkey from the Vikings Radio Network caught up with Matt Khalil and asked him, hey, how are things going?
Good. I feel good. I think I was a little rusty yesterday. You know, I don't think I've gone, you know, that high tempo since November of last year. So it was a little different yesterday. I think today I felt a lot more comfortable, you know, going through the plays at a lot faster tempo than we have been going against trash cans these past few weeks. But, you know, I'm starting to adjust well and, you know, still looking to get better.
How much different is a NFL playbook from what you're used to?
It's a lot bigger. I think, you know, NFL playbook, they cover every possible thing you can imagine. And, you know, we probably won't run all of it, but, you know, it's definitely probably about 50% bigger than my college book. But, you know, it's football's football, and, you know, I don't think I'll have any trouble, you know, learning the playbook.
How about the new teammates? How are they treating you?
Oh, really good. You know, playing next to Charlie Johnson, you know, a real seasoned vet, and, you know, John Sullivan, you know, playing Phil at the opposite tackle, and all these guys have helped me out a lot. And, you know, I've got a lot to learn from them, and I think ultimately, you know, they're going to make me a better player.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Wobby Khalil, your thoughts?
Here's the great thing about where Khalil stands right now. With these OTAs, they're non-contact. And so, obviously, what you want to see from your offensive linemen, you want to see them be tough and gritty and protect the quarterback. Well, you can't really see that in these OTAs because they're non-contact.
Yep.
And obviously, the defensive linemen aren't going to go after the quarterback and hit him. And they're not going to use the same techniques they would use in a game because it's non-contact. But what I like about that, the blessing in disguise, is that takes pressure off of Matt Khalil to just protect the quarterback and allows him to focus on his assignments, what the defensive look that they're presenting to the offense, kind of the intellectual part of the game. It allows Matt to focus on that now without the pressure of Everson Griffin or Jared Allen coming full steam ahead at him, so that in training camp, when that is happening, Matt is playing fast. And when Matt plays fast, that's when he's going to play the best. So that's although it's unfortunate there's no contact in these OTAs and you're not seeing real football,
yep.
The hidden benefit to that is it allows these guys to be shored up and squared away mentally so that when they get to training camp and the helmets bang, they're playing fast.
Let me ask you this. Ben Lieber, former Vikings linebacker, comes in studio weekly for the 9 to noon show at KFAN.com.
Yeah.
And I had Ben in yesterday, and I asked him, who do you think will assist Matt Khalil's progress into the National Football League when you can have contact, training camp, and preseason more? Jared Allen, right defensive end, or center John Sullivan?
Mm-hmm.
Which player do you think will help Khalil become a better rookie from USC, Sullivan or Allen?
Oof. You know, I'm actually going to go with Jared Allen.
Yeah.
Because
Lieber took Sullivan.
Okay, and I mean, Ben knows, would know more about it than me, but the reason that I would go with Allen is because he had 22 sacks last year. Jared has the most sacks of any player since Jared entered the league.
Yep.
So every day in practice, Matt is going to see that speed.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Jared, in practice or in training camp, Jared is not going to sack Christian Ponder or whatever quarterback is playing, but he's going to go 100% full steam ahead until he gets to that quarterback.
Yep.
So Matt is going to see a speed that he's never before seen.
I agree with
on
you.
On the football field, and that, I think, is a great benefit to him. No doubt John Sullivan can help him in the meeting rooms, Jeff
yeah.
Davidson in the meeting rooms,
yep.
and Ben might be completely right, but there is a great benefit to Matt going against Jared every day.
But why I agree with you, and it's an apples and or oranges equation, but it's a fun talker for Vikings tonight. And the reason I reference John Sullivan,
mm-hmm.
he's the true leader of this offensive line.
No question.
In fact, John Sullivan is not only the true leader of this offense, the entire offense, he's one of the true leaders on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's become so comfortable in his skin. He got a contract extension. He's top five center in the NFL. Super smart guy from Notre Dame. And he genuinely cares.
Yeah.
So that's why guys like you and I elevate Sullivan when it comes to team leadership. But see, John is going to have to not only work on his craft with the second-year quarterback, but he needs to work with new left guard Charlie Johnson, new right guard potential Division II guy Brandon Fusco. We got to keep Phil Loadhold up to speed in a contract year. Then we have the rookie at left tackle. Jared's going to be the guy primarily opposite Khalil, and there are going to be so many private moments where Jared puts a move on him and Khalil throws his hands in the air and says, why?
Exactly.
And then Jared's going to pull him to the side and say, here's what I did. Here's what you should have seen, but don't tell anybody because it's the tricks of my trade. And Matt will see them more clearly.
John, right, no question. John is going to be able to help Matt with the mental part of the game. And Matt doesn't have it all figured out. That's not what I'm saying.
Yep.
But I'm not concerned about Matt eventually picking up the mental part of the game. I think he's going to be able to do that.
Yep.
Where, and it's not necessarily a concern, but where Matt cannot be helped in the offensive line meeting room by his coaches or by his line mates
yeah.
is what we talked about earlier, the speed of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that Matt has not seen yet, an athlete the caliber of Jared Allen trying to beat him to the outside.
Yeah.
And the only way Matt can face that and experience that is at practice going against Jared. And that's something that Matt can't pick up in the meeting room.
Speaking of speed of the game,
yeah.
Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com. I'm Paul Allen. It's Vikings tonight. In deep stretch and down the stretch they come. Speaking of speed of the game, new receiver Jerome Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 4.3 40 guy. He's from the Cincinnati Bengals by way of Coastal Carolina. The Vikings were very interested in him, in Jerome, into the draft where he was taken by the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, partially due to some off-the-field tumult and maybe even some drops on the field, Cincinnati opted to let him hit free agency. Jerome has signed with the Minnesota Vikings. Chris Hawkey, Vikings Radio Network, to Jerome. Hey, how you feeling?
Feeling great. My body's tip-top shape, and it's just good to be out here running and catching balls.
All three quarterbacks seem to be throwing the ball your way a lot.
Yeah, just trying to get our timing down, and they're just trying to get to know how I run routes and how I get in and out of things. You know, mm-hmm. We just got to run our routes and yeah. be at our depths, and so we just run out, we just play ball, and just hope that they get the ball there to us. And all of them have been doing a great job of doing that.
You're a new guy in here, obviously. How's this system different than what you're used to?
It's not too difficult. It's a little different, but it's still a lot of things that are similar, too. I've been in the league here going on 5 years now, so, you know, it's just basically just kind of putting the things that how I learn them. And So it's no different, really. I'm learning this offense very quickly, and it's coming along very well.
In the OTAs here, you're with a whole new group of wide receivers as well. You see a lot of star power on this team?
Yeah, man. We got a lot of explosive guys here that can catch the ball and smart and just want to work. That's one thing that I've seen here is that these guys, they all want to work, and, you know, no complaining and, you know, divas or anything on this team. And it's great to be around because it pushes me to work hard, too, all the time because I know that these guys, they want it just as much as I would do.
OTAs, the first ones here you're going through. What do you hope to learn? What do you hope to get out of this first OTA with the Vikings?
Just the timing down and getting all the offensive terminology and basically just being on the same page with the quarterbacks and everybody else.
Good luck. It's good to see you. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Because of the off-field flim-flam, he'll miss the first three games of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You and some others have told me you predict Christian falls in love with and becomes quite fond of Jerome Simpson because of the speed and the field stretchability.
The one thing I noticed about Jerome early in OTAs, Paul, was he wasn't just an elite speed guy that lines up out wide and runs go routes every single play.
Mm-hmm.
In the 7-on-7 example that I referenced where Christian Ponder really bounced back, Jerome ran a good route, a deep crossing pattern. So Jerome is going to be able to stretch the field vertically by running go routes. He's also going to be able to run, have a more advanced route tree, come across the middle. I think he's a good after-the-catch guy.
Yeah.
Really, really good athleticism. And Ponder is going to love being able to stretch the field with Jerome.
Okay.
Jerome had his best season last year. And, you know, I think you always want to go back to the team that drafted you and you want that team to come back to you and say, hey, we want to re-sign you. We want to give you all this money and keep you.
Yep.
That didn't happen for Jerome. So I love that Jerome feels like he has something to prove, that he wants to carve out a niche for himself on this team. That's a motivating factor that's going to help this offense.
Vikings Radio Network always emails and wants to know about the progress of the rookies.
Mm-hmm.
I like your take on the rookies just a few days into organized team activities. We have some significant ones here. We've heard from Khalil. Harrison Smith will be a starting safety, was taken deep in the first round. Josh Robinson may be a starting cornerback from Central Florida, third round pick. Then you get to those Arkansas kids. Jarius Wright and Greg Childs, a couple of receivers who have known each other for years, now playing for a team that desperately needs help at the receiver spot. Explain to the Vikings Radio Network why this is not the right time to focus on improvement or lack thereof with rookie receivers.
Yeah, it's not the time to expect them to excel and exceed your expectations right now because we're so early into the program and they're just stepping onto this team.
Yeah.
They're being given playbooks and they're immersed in it. And by design, they're in over their heads.
Yep.
They won't be once we get to training camp in the preseason. They're going to have it all figured out. They're going to know their assignments. They're going to know what to do. They've gone through practice. They've watched the veterans. At training camp,
that's the hope.
Right. At training camp is where we're going to expect them to impress us and surprise us and show why they were worth a first-round pick, not now.
Thanks for the contribution. We'll follow all of your work at Vikings.com, and
thanks,
we look
PA.
Forward to hearing you next week on Vikings Tonight.
You're the best, PA. Thanks.
Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. We thank the producer, Joe Nelson, for assisting us with Vikings Tonight. The executive producer of Minnesota Vikings Football is Chad Abbott. And for all of us with the Minnesota Vikings and with the flagship FM 100.3, The Fan, we thank you for listening to Vikings Tonight on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
You can podcast Vikings Tonight at Purple On Demand on KFAN.com.